From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Growing cities in the West are having a harmful impact on sagebrush ecosystems, and it's the result of a new study by Boise State University, and it seems like it would be fairly obvious cities are naturally going to encroach on wildlands. However, this study found that more urban growth negatively impacted the quality of the nearby rangeland, not just the size. However, there was a silver lining to this study, and it turned out Boise was part of it. So here to tell us more is one of the study's authors, Trevor Coughlin, an associate professor of biology at Boise State. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Trevor, this was a big study. I mean, at least in acreage. Can you talk about how big of an area you looked at?
Sure. So we were able to leverage satellite data to look at 100,000 square miles of rangeland across the West, including 121 counties and 9 states. And so across that huge area, we have 30 years of data on remotely sensed measures of plants, including sagebrush and other plants that are important for rangeland quality. So we have a long time series over a large area, and that really let us look at regional patterns of population growth and its impact on our ecology.
So you were looking at satellite data, right? But satellite data for 30 years?
That's right. So this is from NASA's Landsat satellite program, and the Landsat satellites have been collecting data for 30 years.
Okay. So with that, what did you find?
Yeah. So as you mentioned in your introduction, we were curious about the impact of human population growth outside of cities on sagebrush quality. And the reason that we were asking that question is that the majority of land in our region is federally owned public land. And so it raises the question, okay, what are the impacts of our rapid population growth outside the immediate development footprint of cities? And so we looked at areas that had remained sagebrush steppe for this entire 30-year period, and we focused on rangeland quality. And what we found was that in faster growing counties, there were significant declines in rangeland quality. And so this adds to what we know are stressors on our sagebrush ecosystems, including climate change and wildfire and invasive species. And what we found were the impacts of population growth in fast-growing counties were comparable to those well-known drivers of sagebrush decline. However, we also found a surprising result, and that is that the closer you are in terms of travel time to a city, the higher the rangeland quality was. So there is this buffering effect where if you're very close to a major population area, your rangeland quality is actually slightly better. And so thinking about that in terms of a spatial situation, if you have a fast-growing county with a city in the middle of the county, like Boise in Ada County, near Boise, the rangeland quality is going to be fairly good. But on the outskirts of that county that has a fast population growth rate, the rangeland quality is going to be declining faster than average.
Okay, so let's dig into this a little bit. And can we, I just want to kind of back up a tad, and let's talk about degradation. How did you define that in the study? Because, I mean, what makes a degraded rangeland? And then on the reverse of that, what makes a healthy sagebrush?
Absolutely. Area? So I'll start with healthy sagebrush. So healthy sagebrush has, of course, the sagebrush shrub, but also a mixture of perennial grasses and herbaceous plants and some annual plants. And so having the right mixture of plants is really important for the quality, because that right mixture provides support for not only our native animals, but also for cattle and other uses of sagebrush by rural economies. And so what we were looking for with our satellite data was the right mixture of these different plant types. And this rangeland quality index combines measurements of those different plant cover types into a single number that represents rangeland quality, with relevance both for native ecosystems, but also for the economic use of the land. And so by looking at that index of rangeland quality and whether it increased or declined, we were able to quantify the impacts of human population growth and other factors on our sagebrush steppe.
So then let's talk about human impact. I mean, are we talking about things like camping, you know, off-road use? I mean, leaving your trash if you're out in that area, what does that look like?
Yeah, so our study didn't directly measure different types of urban impacts, but I think mm-hmm. the spatial patterns that we see in our study can provide some clues as to what those human impacts might be. And so this pattern of having worse rangeland quality on the outskirts of fast-growing counties suggests to us that there may be some detrimental recreation activities that are happening in those areas. And so things like off-road vehicle use and perhaps activities that create small wildfires, like mm-hmm. careless shooting, for example, could be drivers of that degradation.
So I want to go back to what you mentioned a moment ago, Trevor, and this is Ada County. And the city of Boise in particular. And you had said that, you know, if you're living near an urban area, there's actually less degradation. I kind of can't wrap my head around that because it would seem like if you were, you know, in a more open space rural area, that the sagebrush steppe would actually be healthier.
That's right. Yeah. So what our study suggests is that rural areas that have a lot of open space but are in fast-growing counties are the most at risk. And areas like the foothills near Boise have a slightly better chance. And so we think that one reason for that is that the areas like the foothills that are very close to large population centers get a lot of attention and care. And so a great example of that is the Boise Foothills Levy, which has funded conservation and restoration efforts in our Boise foothills. And so the foothills near Boise are receiving all of that attention from the foothills levy, but something that is on the outskirts of Ada County near CUNA or some other area is not going to be receiving that same care and attention that land that is really close to a city would receive. Mm-hmm. So we think that that extra attention, that extra management and funding near cities is key to this buffering effect that we found.
Okay, so if you're not necessarily then funding this initiative, like the Foothills Levy, as you mentioned, and we're talking like 5,000 acres of open space in the Boise Foothills, this you may not have the same same outcome in another urban area. I would make that assumption.
That's right. However, what we found was that pattern of having better rangeland quality very close to cities was consistent across the entire region. Mm. And so when we look at programs that different cities have, from Boise to Bend to Salt Lake City, a lot of these cities have open space preservation initiatives and targeted restoration in the trails nearby the cities that people love to use. And so for us, one message of this paper is that there have been a lot of individual conservation efforts that cities have done, and now is maybe the time to start thinking about a regional coordinated approach that uses some of these insights to improve rangeland quality in the context of our rapid population growth. Mm.
So what's next, Trevor? I mean, how do you take then this silver lining and use it to repair damage to the rangeland and keep more of our sagebrush steppe from declining?
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple of messages here. So the first is that this is scientific evidence that some of the efforts that cities are undertaking to preserve sagebrush, like the Foothills Levy, are indeed having a positive impact. And so I think we should continue to support city-led restoration and conservation efforts. At the same time, I think there is a role for recreational users of these areas near cities to have an important role in preserving rangeland quality including in Boise, by not using muddy trails, for example, because the cumulative impact of people widening the trails by walking on trails when they're muddy and causing erosion is potentially mm-hmm. pretty big. Scientifically, for our group, I think the next step is to examine some of the reasons why we see these patterns. Is it an impact of off-road recreation? Is it that people that are managing land for cattle do a better job managing the land than people that are managing for real estate investments? We don't really know the answers to those questions, but I think studying them will give us a lot of insight into how we conserve our sagebrush steppe.
So I only have about 2 minutes left with you, Trevor, but I do want to get to this question, and that is then how do we manage this kind of steppe land, in part because it's sort of a patchwork, as you've mentioned. So how does that factor into all of this?
That's right. I think regional coordination is the key. And so our study shows that the impacts of management and of population growth extend beyond a single jurisdictional boundary. And so the impacts of population growth extend beyond the boundaries of a city. And so when we think about this patchwork of tribal land, of federal land, of state land, of private land, the impacts from one piece of land can extend across the entire system. And so I think we really need a regionally coordinated effort to come up with strategies to manage this patchwork that addresses both stakeholder needs and conserving the ecology of sagebrush steppe.
Well, I really appreciate your conversation, Trevor. I learned a lot. So thank you for your time today and talking to us about this, the findings of this latest study.
Thank you so much, Gemma.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. We've been talking with Trevor Coughlin. He is assistant professor at Boise State's Department of Biological Sciences. We've been chatting about a new study on how human population growth is impacting rangelands in the West. We will, of course, put a link to the study on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.